This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, RJ, let's go a little knobs and dip.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
This is a knob.
I'll handle this the way I want to handle it now that I'm here. You f***ed it up to begin with.
This.
I have you. I don't even know how to play football, all right?
Is also a knob.
That's a clown question, bro.
And these are knobservations.
Jets.
Aaron's fired up.
Yeah, I hope, all of you.
I hope you heard that. Heard
that. Do me a favor. Don't drone on with these today. We got a lot of stuff to get to.
I won't. We're going to move.
All right, thank you.
Season is over for the Milwaukee Bucks. They lose that series 4-1 to the Heat. Heat, Knicks, game one in the semis of the Eastern Conference, 1 o'clock on Sunday. But Milwaukee season ends. I'm guessing how they imagined it would if they were going to lose in the hands of Grayson Allen. Just how they drew it up. A bit concerning given they had a timeout. Nonetheless, a reporter asked Giannis, this is getting a lot of buzz, after the game if the season was a failure.
Do you view this season as a failure?
Oh my God. You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Every year you work towards something, towards a goal, which is to get a promotion, to be able to take care of your family, provide a house for them, or take care of your parents. You work towards a goal. It's not a failure. It's steps to success. I don't want to make it personal. So, there's always steps to it. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no? Okay, exactly. So why are you asking me that question? There's no failure in sports. You know, there's good days, bad days. Some days you are able to be successful. Some days you're not. Some days it's your turn. Some days it's not your turn. And that's what sports is about. You don't always win. And this year, somebody else is going to win. Simple as that. We're going to come back next year, try to be better, try to build good habits, play better, not have a 10-day stretch with playing bad basketball. You know, and hopefully we can win a championship. So 50 years from 1971 to 2021 that we didn't win a championship, it was 50 years of failures? No, it was not. It was steps to it, because you asked me the same question last year, and last year I was in the right mind space to answer the question back, but I remember it. Next.
Can I say something? Love Giannis. Love him. Not a good answer.
I didn't think it was a terrible answer.
I had a terrible answer. First
it
of all,
it was well thought out.
It's well thought out. It's a very fair question. You're the one seed. You lost to the 8. Of the 50 years from 71 to 21, the Bucks did not have the expectation to do certain things every year. The expectation was you were going to beat Miami. You lost in 5 games to Miami this season.
And you soiled yourself in the last 2 games.
Double-digit leads in the fourth quarter last 2 games.
I think that was personal.
This maybe.
Let's be honest.
This season, and I honestly, might be my favorite player in the NBA. Love Giannis. Not a great answer. And the answer to the question is, yes, it was a failure.
Yeah, but I also think you need to understand that sometimes with players and media, the fact that he remembered the question from last year and how quickly...
But it's a fair question.
Yeah, but how quickly he jumped down his throat. I mean, he feels a way about the guy who asked that question.
Maybe there's something personal there, but I'm sorry. Yes, the answer is yes. This season is a failure. When you're a 1 and you lose to an 8 and you do it in 5 games and they don't have one of their top 2 or 3 players, you failed.
And you also understand, too, that the window only stays open for so long to win a championship.
Yes, and he's awesome. If there was any one player
team.
I could they're take, it would be
team.
Him.
And they're not a young team.
They're not a young team. And yet, I mean, it was outside of Boston, realistically, who's beaten them in the Eastern Conference?
Well, nobody. I think a lot of people had them winning the NBA title this year.
And to go out in the first round, meekly, failure.
Not great. Also not great, Minnesota T-Wolves, their season's over. They lose to the Nuggets 4-1. Afterwards, walking off the court, though, Anthony Edwards, who had a nice season, not great, picked up a chair, threw it. Hit two employees that work at the arena.
But was this game last night?
No, this was 2 days ago.
Right, okay.
But this came out yesterday. So he was actually cited for assault. That's assault, brother. Can't throw chairs.
That's not good.
After that game 5 loss. Injuries, not serious, but not a good look. Probably not a great idea to punch things.
He's going
to
get suspended, you got to
figure. Throw things. Yeah, not too great.
There's a video of it. It's, like, tough to see if it hits anyone, though. But, like, yeah, it's really
reckless. You can't throw chairs.
Yeah, it's really reckless what he did. really.
The Warriors.
It's worse than a child hitting another child with a tennis racket, I think.
I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Throwing chairs as an adult.
To the face.
I mean, there wasn't the clear intent to hit somebody with the chair. I don't know.
Yeah, it wasn't walking up to someone while the kid's trying to shake your hand and bash him over the face with the tennis racket.
He was giggling at me. I could see the giggles.
That's also
so he deserved it.
You know what?
If I saw you in a tennis outfit, I would giggle too.
He said, I stand by it.
Why? I was a skinny kid.
Yeah, but still.
The Warriors.
Muscular, skinny. I was adorable. Yes, I was. I was an adorable kid. When I'll show you photos of me as a kid, you'd be like, you know what?
You were a handsome young man.
Yeah, but you suckered in that other kid. He thought you were adorable, too, and got hit in the head with a racket.
No, we went up to shake hands, and he was giggling at me. And I lost my composure. I was 9, and I slugged him in the face. I'd do it again.
At 50?
No, not at 50. If I went back and I was 9 again.
Oh.
Do it again.
Got it. A lot of lessons learned in 41 years. The Warriors took the third straight game off the Kings. They lead that series 3-2. Stormed right back. Light the beam. Not going so good.
Warriors are amazing. They really are.
Draymond Green coming off the bench. 21-7-4 in the win. Look good. You remember the original lineup of death? This is going back, 8 years now? Steph, Clay, Draymond, Andre Iguodala, and Harrison Barnes.
Right.
So it appears that time has not aged the relationship between Draymond and Harrison Barnes all that well. This from The Volume.
To this day, Harrison Barnes, I've actually never spoke on this before, but Harrison Barnes, I think to this day, still don't like me for KD coming here. And the reality is, bro, it's like, I didn't tell him to trade you to bring KD in. No, the reality is, if KD did come in and you were still here, you would have had to come off the bench this Kevin Durant, and it just is what it is. If you were still here, I didn't tell them to trade you, but he took it very personally because of the story that came out that I cried to KD in the car or whatever. Right. He took it very personally at me. And so, for instance, this dude invite Steph Nim to his wedding, Steph Clay, everybody to his wedding except me.
You ain't get invited to the wedding, bro?
All these dudes was at the same meeting that I was at with KD. They was all there too. However, I didn't take it personally because it is what it is. I wasn't invited to your wedding. Now it is what it is. I thought it was funny, but in that same light, it's like it sucks that you got traded, but you went and made your money. You know, you went and got a great deal. You're still making money, but I did get 2 championships. And again, I did that. I didn't go in there and ask them to trade Harrison Barnes.
This guy has an issue with everybody.
Well, I don't think everybody.
He has an issue with a lot of people.
No, I think I think Clay likes him. I think Steph likes him. I know Steve Kerr likes him. I mean, do you blame him for trying to get Kevin Durant?
Not even a little bit.
No. So, but if Harrison Barnes feels away, if he wasn't, in the car in the parking lot crying to KD how much we need you, then maybe he doesn't get traded, or he probably doesn't get traded and misses out on more championships.
He has an issue with a lot of people.
Draymond does.
Yes.
No, he's not afraid to speak his mind.
No, he's certainly not.
But that's what makes him a leader in that locker room, because he doesn't care. Good leaders don't care.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to make friends.
He clearly doesn't. You're right. He's not afraid of upsetting anybody. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN WEPN-FM. Wait for it. Wait for it. New York. RJ?
That's how we do it when you're real in Florida.
All right, got the visual on the male. He is naked, doing push-ups at the entrance of the food store here.
Did it happen in Florida?
Because there ain't no better place in the world to live than right here, dude. It should be a 2-drink minimum anywhere you walk in.
Come on vacation, leave on probation.
And you will come back on violation.
All right, been sitting on this one for a minute or two.
This is going to be good, isn't it?
So,
how did it feel?
was it a heated seat?
So, singing today, walked right into that. I got to be better.
Mm-mm.
So
it's hard to see when he's going to erupt with one of these.
So,
away from work, RJ would have saw that one coming a mile away.
Yeah. I blame myself for that. So, singing today, an early theme of the two of you, and, some Jets chant.
When are we going to sing the New York Knicks basketball theme?
There's so much to do.
I say 9:35.
Maybe.
Okay. There's don't want to do it, do you?
I don't care. I'll do it.
All right.
J-E-T-S.
You really have it down with the callers today.
He's put himself out there. I give him credit for that, though. So we've all been to karaoke. You guys have sung today. It's all great. So a man in a place wanted to also sing some karaoke. Maybe he wanted to sing the Knicks song or the Jets chant. So this man arrives at this karaoke location. Sad part is nothing's open. There's none of those rooms open where you can go sing karaoke. So he did the next logical thing. He took out a machete and started hacking the outside of the building.
What?
No one was hurt, but he was arrested because, as you may not know, you can't do that. I ask you, though, did it happen in Florida?
We were in Florida last week, right?
So he takes a machete and... So
had a machete. Yeah, so like was like it
so he was
like,
ready. He was ready.
He was traveling with the machete.
He was at the ready with the machete.
Yeah,
that's right.
Ready with the machete.
And the moment does the place close or they were just all the rooms were filled up.
They were filled up.
So he couldn't sing. So he whips out his machete. I say Florida. They're traveling around with a machete.
Right.
Right in the backpack with some water, phone charger. But isn't
it, maybe he had to cut up a pineapple.
Maybe he did. Machete's it's a large.
You know, you say that. Rick has something similar.
And it's an enormous.
Yeah, but I don't care. I mean, I don't travel with
and
it.
And you couldn't carry it around because the thing is huge. I'm going to say.
This isn't Kill Bill.
I'm going to say Florida, too.
Yes.
Yeah. This screams Florida.
Well, you're all very good.
Yes.
Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Really?
Cape Canaveral.
Did he come right down from the space shuttle?
Maybe.
We have liftoff. This man has a machete.
About that. Takes out his machete.
Yeah, right.
And he just started hacking the place up?
He went wild.
That's not good.
No, that's not great. It's not what you want.
Before we get back to the Knicks and Mel Kiper's latest and final mock draft, I have this for you. Eric Spoelstra, fourth coach in NBA history to win 100 playoff games.
Wow.
With one franchise. Anybody else care to take a guess of who the other three might be?
Phil Jackson.
That's one. Raymond.
Pop.
That's two.
That's a great guess. Damn it. That's what I was going to take.
So Riley, Pop, off the table.
Red Auerbach.
No.
No?
Good guess, but you have to think about it. They didn't have as many series. Right. They weren't as long, so it was a quicker postseason.
I have a guess.
That's interesting.
Go ahead.
Jerry Sloan.
No. That's a great guess.
I got nothing.
I mean, big time coach, not very well liked in New York.
Still a coach?
No.
Pat Riley.
He said Pat Riley. Yeah. Not very well liked in New York. Interesting kind of guy. Might enjoy hanging out with Aaron Rodgers.
George Karl.
No.
He's a weird guy.
Yes. This guy's strange and came here and sucked.
Oh, Larry Brown.
No, no. What's the coach of the Rockets?
No, what is happening?
Who?
Phil Jackson.
We already said Phil Jackson.
Said Phil.
Who said Phil?
I said it was the first
Phil.
One.
RJ first
said
one.
I thought you said
Phil.
Pat Riley.
No. So we're right. I got it.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Wagon.
I thought it was a Freudian slip when you said Riley before. RJ didn't say Riley.
Right, I'm sorry.
Say Riley.
We got them all right.
So nobody said Riley?
I did.
You said Riley at the beginning.
Oh, no, I said Riley.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Rick said
Yeah, you said Phil Jackson. He said Popovich, and I said Riley.
I think we were 3-for-3.
Oh, good job, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys did really well.
That was quality right there.
You guys did great. I'm very proud of you.
The Knicks are great. I love watching this.
All right, now, this point, you know what? I try to bring some additional substance to the show, and I make a mistake, and this is what happens. It's fine. At least I can read.
No, don't.
Honestly, at least I can read.
No, don't.
Why do you, Raymond, play it. Play his
J E
J E T S Jets.
No,
play his All American forward.
We scripted out the first 15 plays. We got to the 16th play, and you're just like throwing the ball. Like,
you know what?
Backwards.
I screwed up. What do you want me to say? I messed up.
That was a quarterback draw on 3rd and 26.
Yeah. I suck.
You're the Joe Judge of radio.
Maybe.
Yep.
You know, at least I can read. At least I can look at the play sheet and be like, that makes sense.
No, that's fine.
Not 3, 2, 1. Do it again. 3, 2, 1. Do it again. And 3, 2, 1. Do it again.
It's because you have to.
Jets.
Why did you stop?
No, I don't blame you. You realize when you got a punt.
Yeah, right. I want the partitions too. I agree with Dave. I want partitions here.
I don't want to see him.
I don't want to
look at him. I don't want to watch him spit his disgusting cup.
Studio. Well,
guy's repulsive.
That's sad. I'm sad to hear that.
He's a walking lurch is what he is.
You can't even see me.
Yeah, I can see your stupid face.
You can't see me.
All right, this portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Here's what we're going to do. 1-800-919-3776. Knicks fans, in 4 minutes, we're going to ride your phone calls on the Knicks. 1-800-919-3776. So line them up and get them ready to go. You have Mel's latest final mock draft in front of you. All right, let's go.
I want to see how good you are.
Okay.
All right, here we go. With the first pick, the Carolina Panthers take...
Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, that's correct. With the second pick, the Houston Texans select...
Will Anderson.
My man, 2 for 2.
Really?
Yes, now we have a projected trade. Titans move up, trade with the Arizona Cardinals. The Tennessee Titans...
Now that's clearly a quarterback.
Correct.
Titans go C.J. Stroud.
My man.
I'm good.
You're great. With the fourth pick, the Indianapolis Colts select.
That's quarterback. Will Levis.
Yes, sir. 4 for 4.
Do you see what's happening here?
Savant. With the fifth pick, the Seattle Seahawks select. It's a tough one, though.
I'm thinking either quarterback, Richardson, or Jalen Carter. I'm going to go. No, Will Anderson's off
Gone.
The board.
Yep.
Jalen Carter.
My man, 5 for 5.
Do you see what's happening?
Yeah, but now we're going to get tricky here. Detroit Lions, select.
Corner.
Yes.
Not Gonzalez. What's the other kid's name?
Witherspoon.
From Illinois.
My man, 6 for 6. This is crazy.
This is
right
good.
Now. All right, number 7, the Las Vegas Raiders select.
Christian Gonzalez.
My man, 7 for 7.
I mean, that's
seven.
So good.
Tough now. Atlanta Falcons, 8th pick. They select.
Bijan Robinson.
No.
Oh.
So close.
It's not
defensive,
a run?
No, defensive player. The end.
The end? The kid from Texas A&M.
Tyree Wilson, Texas Tech.
Okay.
With the 9th pick, don't like this for my Jets, the Chicago Bears select.
Skoronski.
No.
Paris Johnson. Johnson.
Right, from Ohio State.
All right.
And here you go. Pick number 10, Philadelphia Eagles select.
Skoronski.
Bijan Robinson.
At 10?
At 10.
Be early, no?
They say he's, I mean, they lost Miles Sanders.
I get it.
They say he's awesome.
I get
Here's
that too.
The thing, though. That team was in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. right? They just paid their quarterback.
But don't they have the 30th pick also?
Right. But you also have to understand, I don't. Second overall on a team that doesn't really have a chance to win a championship. Let's call it what it was when they drafted Saquon Barkley.
Horrendous.
Bad idea.
Yes.
But if you have a player like your team is already set up, you got two great wide receivers, like, yeah. you got everything you need. And this kid is, he's a 3-down back and do everything. The benefit of having a first round draft pick with the running back.
Maybe puts you over the top. When it's a luxury.
And you get him 5 years.
I understand that, and it's a really good point by you, but can I take the second best running back in the draft at 30?
But here's the other thing, though. It's not, you're not drafting him to a bad team. They're a great team. So he's not going to be the face of your franchise.
He's not going to be the face of your franchise, and you can win the whole thing right away.
And you're
with
not going to be tied to having to pay him again. You right. can say, no, we'll franchise that 7 years. See you later.
So would you rather have him at 10 or the kid from Alabama at 30?
Who? I would probably take him at 10, I
okay.
think.
Okay, all right.
Because I think they're that close. All right, New York Jets, 15th overall pick.
So now I have the two offensive linemen on the board still. Skoronski and what's it? There's three
yes.
of them.
You get the one more from 10, the one from Tennessee. You still have him on the board.
And I have the kid from Florida, too. What's his name? Osiris, whatever?
Yeah, you got Darnell Wright's on the board. Oh, you got Broderick Jones on the board, too.
All right. It's got to be an offensive line. Trades are involved here.
Trade is involved here.
Yeah, I think the Jets move up. Move back? Really?
Jets are moving back. He has a projected trade. Vikings come up and trade with the New York Jets.
And this is not willy-nilly from Mel.
No.
He's very well-schooled with this.
Mm-hmm. Saying the Vikings could give up next year's first rounder.
So now the Jets are back in the first.
They recoup the first round pick. They're
and you know, Vikings might not be great at all this year. I would love that. Vikings pick where?
The Vikings are picking at number 23.
If you can go from 15 to 23, get a one for next year, and still have a first-round pick this year, I'd love that from the Jets.
Yeah, and they actually have him. Mel has them taking an offensive tackle with the 23rd pick.
Which is who?
Anton Harrison from Oklahoma.
Okay. I don't know much about him, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the top three guy. I mean, he's 6'5", 315. He's been on the left side. It says, I'm reading something about him right now, since he was a true freshman. He allowed only 9 pressures on 447 pass-blocking snaps this season.
And then quickly, because I want to get back to the Knicks, what does he have the Giants doing at 25?
But you don't know. Ask me who Minnesota he's got Minnesota drafting.
Who does he have Minnesota drafting?
Anthony Richardson.
At 15?
At 15.
And that's their quarterback of the future there?
Yes. And then with the 25th pick, Giants select...
Deontay Banks.
No. He has them taking Joey Porter Jr.
Okay. So a cornerback.
Corner Penn State.
No. All right. That's good. I would sign on for that in a moment. in a heartbeat. 1-800-919-3776. You witnessed it last night. The Knicks had their way with Cleveland again. They beat them in five. Miami wins. It's Knicks and Heat. It's Sunday, 12:30, right here on 98.7 ESPN. All lined up. Let's go. William in Manhattan. Good morning, Will. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning. Go New York, go New York, go.
There you go.
I got the Knicks in six. Love my Knicks. And it's good to hear Mike Green call a Knick game. Bang! And Walt Frazier, razzle, dazzle. Great tenacious defense by the New York Knicks. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you. I also a huge fan of Mike Green.
Mike Green, yeah. Well, it's Greeny and Breen had a baby. Mike Green. Breen's awesome.
Amazing. Zach Montclair. Hi, Zach. You're next up on 98.7.
How's it going, fellas? How's it going?
It's going great. What do you got this morning?
Hot Knicks take. I think the Knicks can make it all the way to the finals. Let's take a look at the matchups. If you look God. At the
but
Heat,
why? But why? But Zach, here's what I'm going to ask you. Why? You just moved on. You are staring Miami right in the face. Why? They've won two playoff series now in 20 years. Why are you looking past the series at hand right now? Why?
I'm just excited. You got to look at the defensive matchups and how they match up with Jimmy Butler. No, the Bucks didn't have anyone to match up. The Knicks have players that can rotate in and out. And then you look at the Celtics. They beat them head-to-head. I think the Celtics will be up next. And you have a real chance to be excited as a Knicks fan. I also have a quick draft trivia for you guys that I want to stump you real quick if you can.
Now, you know what? I don't want to do it now. Right? I mean, the Knicks, they moved on for the first time.
That wasn't very nice.
I was trying excited. To be. I get it. I understand. But we are ensconced in the Knicks right now.
I don't know why we insist on doing this, though.
What, looking ahead?
Me. Yeah, we should be. I mean,
it's they so just, stupid. They, I'm so sick of it. Stop doing that.
They just won in five, which no one thought was going to be possible.
Celebrate the win over Cleveland. Anticipate the series against Miami.
Love the fact,
and that's it.
Right, but love the fact that Miami upset Milwaukee.
Love it.
Because now you have home court advantage.
Love it. And the Knicks match up way better with Miami than they do Milwaukee. And I never do this. Once the Giants, because I rooted for the Ravens against the Raiders back in January of 2000. And I will
when you were dating the stripper, yep.
And I will never do it again. But this is clear as day. This was the better matchup.
Way better. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, I can't even tell you how much stuff I watched yesterday. And every person that covers the NBA, Jay Williams, all of them, Milwaukee's still going to come back and win the series.
I thought so too.
Okay, but they didn't. And now you have home court advantage. We got a Sunday game at 1 p.m., which is great. And a series that you could win.
You should win. You should win this series.
Like, as good as you feel now, if somehow Milwaukee came all the way back and won that series. And Giannis, I mean, Giannis had 38 and 20
And you can't
night.
Stop Giannis. And no one can stop him.
But he had 38 and 20 and missed 13 free throws.
He could have scored 45 if his free throws were mediocre.
Right. So they come all the way back and win. There would be not one person favoring the Knicks to beat Milwaukee
Nor should you.
In the series.
Nor should you. So they have the size. I mean, Brooke Lopez, Middleton, Holiday.
Portis, all of them.
That's a good bet. Right. They're better than you. And you got a gift. So concentrate on this series. But please stop calling us with the Knicks can beat the Celtics. I don't want to have that conversation.
No, I want to hear about how great Mitchell Robinson was last night. Yeah. I want to hear about how the Knicks didn't mess around.
And how do you handle Robert Williams in the Eastern Conference Finals? Don't do it. No, stop doing that.
I'm not doing that right now.
If you want to talk about the series that was, I'd love to talk to you. If you want to talk about the upcoming series, I'd love to talk about that. But stop with the Knicks can beat the Suns in the NBA Finals. Stop. I don't want to hear it. By the way, Knicks fan base is out of control now.
Crazy wild.
Wild. If you didn't know, and you saw a video of the Garden area last night,
you would
have thought at a minimum they're going to the NBA Finals.
Or it was Philadelphia.
Right?
Yeah. It's, dude, I'm telling you, you want me being a wagon the last couple days because I'm all fired up. Like, they end up in the Eastern Conference Final.
I love when they just like start talking and then all of a sudden it just breaks into everyone screaming and yelling.
Don't you regret not coming to the Knicks?
You got the bus outside with the hoop attached to it.
They weren't even home and it was mobbed around the Garden last night.
That's the beauty of this though, man. It brings everybody together.
It's wonderful. I think I really want to go on Sunday, RJ. I think we should try to figure this out. Let's go. Brian, Albany. We're on 6 to 10 now in Albany. Good morning, Brian.
Yes, you are, Dave. Thank you very much for being on the area.
You're very welcome.
So I had a couple of points, but first I wanted to talk about the Knicks. So I'm not looking ahead. I canceled the ticker tape parade for them beating the Cleveland Cavaliers. unless Jimmy Butler goes superhuman again like he did against the Bucks, do you think the Knicks have a decent shot?
I think the Knicks have a great chance to win the series.
All right. I agree with you. I mean, but Jimmy Butler went off like he was playing a video game, so hopefully he doesn't have a repeat of that.
Yeah, that's fine, though, too. But, I mean, go back to the previous game where, I mean, this is back-to-back games in Milwaukee. They had a 16-point lead going into the fourth quarter. But some of the stuff they were doing, like, they weren't even double-teaming Jimmy Butler. It was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't know Milwaukee was doing.
More focused on his side pieces than him when they should have put it on him.
Right. Like, Tibbs, listen, I mean, say what you want about Tibbs. I think he deserves a ton of credit. But, I mean, defensively, especially with Jimmy Butler, who thrived under Tibbs, like, he'll have a plan to try to slow him down.
Yeah. My other point was just an opinion on your feelings on Antetokounmpo's comments after the game. I could see your point, but also I don't see it as the wrong answer. I feel like he was being honest. I mean, he made points about Jordan failing all those times and all those players failing before they reached the championship. So,
yeah, but no one wants to hear it, though. But no one wants to hear it.
But you know what? I don't. And listen, I'd have to look back and remember every year. I don't remember Jordan getting bounced as there's no way he was the one seed getting bounced in five games.
That's the difference, though. Like, for the Knicks, if the Knicks lost this series, would this season be a failure? No. But when you're the team that everyone's that's picking to come out of the East and probably win a championship, and you lose to the eight seed in five games, yeah.
If you lost to Boston in six or seven games and you're Milwaukee, you know what? That's fine.
Especially with Giannis banged up. It's not a failure.
You can't lose to Miami.
No, they don't want to hear. Could you imagine if he said that in New York?
You'd get crushed. And again, I love Giannis. Oh, you love him. What were the odds going into the series, do you think? Milwaukee had to be like minus 1,000?
No, I mean, I asked the question yesterday on Stump Rothenberg. When was the last time that an eight seed upset
won? That's the fifth time in the history of the NBA?
Yeah, I think it's the fifth time.
And one of them was in a strike season, the Knicks over Miami in 99.
Well, the most recent one was when Derrick Rose
was hurt.
Right.
Right. The first one, I think, ever was Denver-Seattle. And that was the best of five, I think.
But Giannis was back. Middleton was back. They had humongous leads going into the fourth quarter in both of those last two games.
They gagged. They did. They collapsed in that series.
No Hero, no Oladipo.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. It's what good. Happened to them is bad. Matt in the Bronx. What's up, Matty? You're on 98.7, bud.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Just calling to say how extremely, extremely happy I am at how the Knicks played. And just it's just refreshing to see the brand of basketball that they've been playing. And, you know, I just want to bring up, though, as much as people criticize Randle, I think he's going to be needed, obviously, for the series. You guys think, though, if he can't go for some reason, what are the chances for the Knicks?
Still like their chances, and he's going to go. He might not go game one. There's no way Julius Randle doesn't play the series. No chance.
Yeah, and I was reading some stuff during one of the breaks that the initial speculation is it's not as bad as the first injury.
But to re-injure the ankle, yeah, it's already
and you don't
hurt.
Really know till how he feels today and moving forward. But, I mean, I think the reason why you say they have a chance is look at what they did defensively in this series. I mean, that's the beautiful part.
Great.
I mean, you're talking four of the five games. In the four games that they won, you had one game where they allowed 79 points, and the other three, Cleveland get to 100 points.
You should certainly be the better team on the glass.
Mitchell Robinson is playing.
You got to figure you're going to find a way. I don't want to say stop because he's great, but Jimmy Butler's not going for 56 and 42 and going bananas every game.
Unless Jalen Brunson's going for 45.
They don't have Tyler Hero.
Right, but they're still shooting crazy good from three, which they weren't during the regular season. I told you, they were the fourth worst three-point shooting team in the NBA during the regular season. They're now shooting 45%.
Which is amazing.
Which is crazy.
Without
Jimmy
Hero.
And Jimmy Butler's averaging almost 38.
Duncan Robinson have a big series?
He's the one that's picked up the shooting, yeah. So, does it continue? I don't know, but I mean that would be a little.
I'll take
bit of
my
a
chances.
Of course,
I'll take my chances.
Of course,
chances.
You're taking your chances.
So you're gonna have either the five or the eight in the Eastern Conference Finals. You know what's nice about the NBA? Because NHL has this all the time, and you're like first round of the
postseason.
This doesn't
usually happen in the NBA.
This doesn't happen in the NBA. I think there's something really nice about this.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I mean, I think it's...
Seven's going to probably beat the two in the West.
Surprises are good.
Six could beat the three in the West, right? This is great.
Yeah, well, I mean, the other good part about what's going on in the West, too, is, I mean, you want LeBron in the playoffs, right? You want Steph.
Well, you don't think Adam Silver,
of course.
Knicks Heat, You could have Warriors Lakers in the next round is not salivating at this.
Right. Like, listen, Sacramento's a great story and they're a good team, and it doesn't help that, you know, their best player breaks a finger on his shooting
hand.
Still
played well last night.
Yeah, played well, but I mean, they need him to play great. Like, the reality of what the NBA wants is give me Golden State and the Lakers.
Of course.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of Go New York, Go New York, Go, you can hang out with us. Citi Field, June 1. We'll start the day broadcasting live from Publicans, Manhasset, 6 to 10. Then we walk, saunter maybe, to the LIRR, and we take the train to Citi Field. Citi Field parking lot, tailgate, 11 o'clock in the morning. You have a spot? Is there a spot at Citi Field?
I'm not sure where the spot is.
You think anybody...
I got spots in Manhasset, though. You need pizza, diner in Manhasset.
No. Oh, is it...
Louis.
Oh, right there on Plandome.
Delicious.
I bet you used to go to Louis before the Rangers games. Take the train in. Beautiful. No. But at Citi Field, you think somebody has like a special spot that's great for tailgating?
I would be open to any suggestions.
I would be too. We could take a tweet.
If someone wants to bring their own tailgate to join our tailgate.
We combine.
We've done it at the Jets game before. Karate Mace brought his
Big tailgate?
Well, yeah, he brought his pizza oven, the whole thing. He brought his cornhole.
That'd be nice.
My partner threw up all over himself, literally.
Who was that?
In cornhole. Embarrassed himself.
Oh, Canty?
No, Canty. Canty just left because he was mangled.
Canty was a disaster.
No, at the
day.
Jets tailgate.
Oh, the Jets tailgate?
My cornhole teammate.
I don't think I was at that.
No, because you refused to go to tailgates.
I'm anti-tailgating for football.
Come up with some fococta ailment.
Fococta?
It was fococta.
Yeah, I have internal issues, and you're gonna give me a hard time?
Stop.
You know, I don't want to do this. All I'm saying is, it's amazing how you turn it around so quickly, negatively.
It's probably an old thermometer floating around in there.
And you'd probably laugh at that.
Yeah, I would.
If I had shrapnel in there?
Yeah, it's probably shrapnel. Yeah.
If I needed rectum surgery, you'd think that was hysterical.
Rectum damn near killed him.
Anyhow, if you have a spot at Citi Field, you're like, this would be a great spot to tailgate, we welcome.
Let us know.
Welcome to tweets at HDumpty39 at Rothenberg ESPN. So then the game as well. 1 o'clock, Philadelphia Phillies. Spend the day with us Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset. Over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg show, tailgate. All sorts of giveaways, prizes, goodies, all of it. We're headed to the game, and we're going to be sitting in section 128. So get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of the fine folks right here at 98.7 ESPN. Going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal day. This man must be so happy. I'm so happy for him. Spike in St. Pete. Good morning, Spike. You're on 98.7.
Oh, baby. I just
got another 20 years on my life with
that
one last.
There you go.
Thank you for the kind words. You know how I feel about all you guys and everyone on the station. You guys always give me all the time I need and allow me to share my thoughts. It's an honor. I got to tell you something. I think I got this right. That game was never close, but the score was. That's the way I felt about it. And I'll tell you something, Mitchell Robinson, he made those two other guys. I'll tell you, I watch some Cleveland games. I watch like you guys a lot. But I don't think they're that good. And they're young. And, man, Donovan Mitchell, I'll tell you, I'll take Brunson over him. I don't mean points, and I don't mean all that. But the Knicks needed a point guard. And I felt bad for Julius, you know? I did. He up and down with the dribbling. But I felt bad because he started off well. But the bottom line is, and I don't want to hear people call in. I've been listening for a while. Boston, let's get past Miami. They've been a pain in our ass for as long as you guys have been alive.
Since they've been around.
Well, yeah, that's right. When Ron Rothstein started coaching them. There's a name from the past. So I'm really thrilled. It's wonderful. And I watched the other games, too, and this is so compelling. I know I'm an NBA guy first. I know football's the main thing, and that's great. But I got to tell you something. I watched that other game, and I don't want to say they didn't play well at the end, but the Milwaukee game was riveting. And Jimmy Butler, he's the only athlete that has great physical abilities but a bigger heart. I've never seen a guy driven like that. So, anyway, thanks for the time. Hope the Rangers win tonight. And arrows up on every team.
Very exciting. It is monumentally exciting today. He's right. Don't look ahead. Enjoy the moment. That's the thing. We never do it. Enjoy the moment. You beat Cleveland. You embarrass Cleveland. Clearly the better team. You move on. You're excited about this matchup against Miami. There's no reason you can't win this series.
At least give yourself a day, though.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Game one's not till Sunday. You still have us again tomorrow.
Enjoy
if you want to start
it.
Breaking down the series. But I'm not breaking down the Eastern Conference Finals yet. Well, it hadn't been played yet. The other series isn't over. Like, let's just focus on the enjoying today that they took care of business. It only took five games. And then we can start looking forward to the matchup against Miami.
I think that's right. Here's R.J. Barrett, who was, he was good last night. He was terrific in games 3, 4, and 5. How's it feel to move on?
It's amazing. It's special. Honored to work for it. We've been working for it. Something that we've been trying to do, especially, I know, since I got here. It's special. We're happy, but, more work to be done.
Hit a couple threes last
21
night.
21 points. He was efficient. Plus 21 last night.
I looked quickly. Is that the biggest number on the team?
Yep.
Yeah. He was. I mean, how good was he in games 3, 4, and 5?
Jalen Brunson was the closest at plus 11.
Big difference.
That's a big difference.
How many minutes did Barrett play?
36.
So 36 minutes. He was plus 21. It's a big number.
Yeah. 4 rebounds, 4 assists, steal.
Did everything. You know what he's doing now? He's taking the ball to the basket hard,
right. Aggressive.
And I don't know that Miami has a real rim protector.
Bam.
Bam's good, but he's no better than what Cleveland has in Mobley and Allen.
I mean, that was supposed to be one of their strengths.
Right, you're not going to get to the glass.
They got pushed around by Mitchell Robinson.
He was special. Oh, so good.
He was. That might be the best game I've ever seen him play last night.
It was awesome.
He was dominant.
Every shot the Knicks missed, you felt they had a great chance to get it back. And a lot of times they did.
Even late in that game, too, with the offensive rebounding.
Killed him. Absolutely crushed him. You know how debilitating it is to shoot the ball?
Well, you got to stop.
You get a stop. The other team takes a shot, and then they get it back, and they have another chance.
17-4.
Offensive rebounds?
17-4.
I mean, that's a big number. Gary Brooklyn. Hey, Gary. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
That's right. Everybody's so excited. How you doing, Gary?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Like the good old days, man. I feel like the 90s, don't it?
It really does. And this team has a little bit of the 90s Knicks in them, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. You were talking about Adam Silver, Salovey, and what about David Stern? You're probably looking down with some popcorn, like, yeah, the good old days.
Kind of feels like it. You got star power, right? Yeah. You got the Knicks. You got Miami. Jimmy Butler, huge star. Brunson, right? And then you're on the verge of getting LeBron against Steph Curry. How good would that be?
Definitely, definitely. Every year my wife goes, why you always do this to yourself with the Knicks? Why you always do this to yourself? Last night, she goes, I want to go to a Knicks game. I'm like, really? She goes, all right, after the game, come upstairs and see me. You know what I did? I went upstairs and started sneezing a couple times.
Oh, you see what he's telling you?
I also sneezed last night.
Did you?
Yep.
Really? The triple sneeze?
Triple sneeze. And got laughed at. And got laughed at.
For the triple sneeze?
As soon as the first one hit, she started. She's like, really? So I can't help it. What do you want me to tell you? It's a condition.
It is.
Yeah.
It's brought on by.
There's nothing I can do.
By good times.
Right. I never used to have them before.
Oh, so this is a new thing. Maybe you're nervous.
Good times.
Maybe it's a lot for you.
Definitely not nervous.
Maybe you're nervous. Maybe this is just a lot for you to be able to take on. I understand. No. If you want me to tap in,
it's one of the things I pride myself on. I just unfortunately now have this sneezing.
It's a lot for you. I get it.
It's debilitating.
Yeah. What happens if she's like, Rick, let's go upstairs, and you start sneezing. You're like, I can't.
No, I battle through it.
You do?
Yeah. You let that stand in my way.
Who knows?
I just take the pillow, stick my face in it.
It's a second allergy.
I go three, and that's it.
It's always three.
Always three.
It's weird.
It's weird, right?
Very weird. Very strange.
Oh, Sean. I just got a text message. Oh, my God. Please, no.
From Cass? Yes, yes. Sorry, Cass. Sean in Queens. Hi, Sean.
Top of the morning, gentlemen. It's a great day in New York, and I'm happy to be talking to one of the most handsome men in radio.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much.
And Rick, I want to say good morning. Yeah, Rick, I want to say good morning to you, too.
That's not very nice, Sean.
But anyway, guys, well, you're a chubby chaser, I
get it. You
hear it every day.
You like doughy men.
Spread the love.
That's right. You know what, Sean? Don't let him bully you. Don't let him sneeze in your face.
You like older doughy men. I get it.
Well, I am an older doughy man.
See?
So, takes one to know one.
That's right. Thank you, Sean. Go ahead. Don't let him poo-poo what you have to say.
Gents, I gotta tell you one thing. I'm going to take a little bit of a different take on this one. And only, first of all, I'm always the optimist. I'm always the guy that thinks my team can win. But I'm nervous, and I honestly love this team. I shouldn't be nervous, but the freaking Heat, man, they are a thorn in our side. I don't want to be like, I don't want to repeat what Spike said, but, and by the way, I thought Arnold Rothstein was a character in The Godfather. I didn't know he coached the Heat. But, first of all, I don't understand how people don't realize the Knicks didn't hit any shots against the Cavs. The Cavs were really, really bad. And their field goal percentage was really bad, and then obviously the lack of rebounds, really was polarized because they weren't hitting shots. But if the Knicks don't hit shots against the Heat, we are going to be in some serious, serious trouble because Jimmy Butler is lava hot, and that's that guy's a difference maker, and it scares me. And that's the only thing that I'm a little nervous about. But other than that, life is good, man. I'm about to play golf. Things are good, man.
Things are great, and thanks for the call, Sean. Listen, I understand you'd be a little concerned. Miami's got that pedigree. Miami is very well coached, right? Jimmy Butler is a stud. Adebayo is a good player. They've shot the three very well, but I'm not scared. I'm not scared of this team.
You got home court advantage. They're missing Hero and Oladipo. Yeah, Jimmy Butler is great in the playoffs, but you're a really good defensive team, and I'm sure they're riding high. They just beat Milwaukee, but this was best case scenario.
This is you have 3 days off now. You're home. This is as good as it gets.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Today I expect you to sing.
Today's
a big day.
Here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. You don't sing. I'm going to come in that studio. RJ's going to hold your eye, and I'm going to give you the dead legs.
Oh, I remember those
punch
when I was a kid.
Punch you right in your legs.
All right. I'll see you in a few minutes.
See?
Why would you not just sing?
Because he won't sing. Because
you welcome the dead legs is what you
want. He
welcome.
Wants the confrontation.
I'm saying challenge accepted.
He wants really? The you want to fight? Could you imagine that, RJ, if they just started fighting during the break?
I think I'd hide.
You think before Rick hits him, he would count down? Like 3, 2, 1, and a punch. Would you do that?
That's not nice.
What?
Why?
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 Well, because
it's behind the scenes stuff.
You love the countdown.
No.
Nobody.
I don't. I never used to do the countdown.
I've never heard of anybody, when they do a read like that's being recorded, give multiple. All right. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. And then go.
Yeah.
Why not just start at 9 and go down?
I get myself revved up. Bill Daughtry taught me how to do that.
It's doing a great job.
Bill Daughtry didn't teach you to do what you do.
No.
Whatever it is that you do, there's no way Bill taught you that.
Why?
Why what?
This is not helping the issue that I have.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's making it worse.
You know what?
You like chuckling over the side.
When you did your last read and you succeeded with it, I said it was really well done.
Yeah, but I was kind of mocking me, though.
I don't think so.
And then I'm trying to do the read and you're you're taking aggressive bites of the egg bites.
That's not true.
You didn't aggressively take a bite of the first egg bite.
I was hungry.
Stop.
Waiting all morning for the deliciousness of the egg bite.
It was like you were out in the wild.
like I hadn't had sustenance in years.
Right, in years.
Here's Obi Toppin. What does it mean to get to the second round of the postseason?
I mean, it means a lot. New York is mecca of basketball, so I mean, for us to be in the second round, we got to prepare for the second round and just win that, then get to the next one. But we worried about the next game coming up after we find out who's going to win Miami or Milwaukee.
We got the answer now. The Miami Heat, the New York Knicks, Sunday, 12:30, right here. We're the home for the Knicks, 98.7 ESPN.
You know what I like, too? And I think you can say the same for Miami. And why they would like where they're at is because Obi is playing well. Quickly, now all of a sudden in game five.
That's right.
RJ Barrett the last three games. Mitchell Robinson's playing his best basketball.
Brunson consistently. Josh Hart consistently.
Exactly right. Yeah, I mean, this is what you want.
Consistently.
This is what you want.
You know,
this time of the year.
I think you need Randle at some point to get over the hump. But I think you can do fine with that, Julius Randle, for a game or two. I do. I really do.
That's fine.
Second half, they were fine last night.
Yeah, I mean, I think this could be a different animal, though. Moving forward, you'd like to have one of your best players contribute and be healthy.
Of course I want him to be available.
Especially because he looked good last night.
That was the best he's looked this series. Six assists in the first half.
It's nice.
Really nice.
Yeah.
If he misses time, I don't think it's much.
Well, you know, he's going to do whatever
it takes.
He's a
warrior.
Right.
Warrior. Let's go to Lou in Manalapan. Good morning, Lou. You're on 98.7.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Let's go Knicks. Let's go Jets. Let's go Rangers. I don't know if I could say let's go Mets, but...
You can say it.
I mean, you can say it. Maybe they hear it.
I mean, I could say it, but, you know, thank God these other teams are winning. I mean, I can't think of a day in New York sports, you know, as a Jets and Knicks fan specifically, I used to say the two that... You know, if they win a championship that I wouldn't believe, it's the Knicks and the Jets. I always have this optimism with the Mets and the Rangers. I don't know why, but, you know, watching the game last night, I just had chills the whole time. And during halftime, you know, I worked all day, so I watched the Aaron Rodgers stuff to kind of keep the energy. And, you know, the turn of how the city is becoming a sports town, I wanted to tell a brief story. Last year, Game 7, Rangers-Penguins, I was working for the Turner feed, and I thought I was going to actually meet you, Dave. And
I was there. I went crazy during that game. Yeah, RJ can attest to that.
You guys had your reserved seats on the Chase Bridge, and I was like, is this going to be, like, the greatest day of my life? But anyway, it doesn't matter. It was pretty cool because Panarin overtime, but down in the hallway, I saw Emmanuel Quickly, and he was pumped. And I said, yo, Quick, I'm never shy to talk to a player. I was like, hey, Quick, you know, this could be you next year. You guys just got to do it right, you know. Get out there, you know. We're pumped for you. We're behind you guys. We just want to see the Knicks here, too. And, you know, I just have chills, you know, thinking about that moment and you know. And one last note for the tailgate, you have to look at Lot F. It's right next to the Apple, conveniently right next to the 7 line. It's right in the front of the stadium. But I'm excited, guys. You know, hopefully I see you on June 1. But
that's up to you, Lou.
I don't know if you could tell.
I mean, we're going to be there, so it's up to you if you go.
Well, it depends. It depends if there's playoff hockey or playoff basketball that I have to work. So, you know.
Understood, but not during the day. I mean, tailgate 1 o'clock, tailgate 11 o'clock.
He takes the job seriously, though.
Yeah,
a lot of prep that goes into it.
But he could go tailgate 11 o'clock, even if he doesn't stay for the game. He's at work by one.
Listen, you know, there's some things that he has to take care of. I'd love to see him there on June 1st.
Imagine if we have playoff hockey and playoff basketball June 1.
Great,
June 1.
Yeah,
let's go.
Now, let's just relax, okay?
I can't. I'm excited.
Enjoy today.
Why can't I be excited, though?
Because you're yelling at people to enjoy today. So, I mean,
I agree.
Enjoy today.
But you have to think big picture, too.
All right, okay.
June 1.
Yeah.
That would be glorious.
Well, your Rangers need to take care of their business tonight.
Nervous.
You should be nervous.
I'm scared. I'm scared. I'm being honest with you. I'm letting you in.
This would be a humongous letdown.
Devils are good. Devils
have
played well.
Series.
Rangers have to show up tonight. Go out there, first shift. Trouba, statement. Get a power play. Get the lead. Take this game
you
over
could
early.
Use one of those Trouba hits tonight.
Right? Right off the bat.
Yep.
And if it happened to be Hughes, that would be
nice.
Even more gorgeous.
Well, you remember what it did in that Pittsburgh series.
Changed the entire series.
Entire series.
Team is resilient, though.
They are resilient.
And they've been called that by their coach.
Yeah, I don't need them calling people out. I need them to figure out how to make adjustments. Like, I don't need you to motivate me. Just tell me, show me how I can.
So what do you do? What would you do? You're the
coach. I told
you
what I would do. I would change the power play. I would take Kane off the first unit.
But is that why they're not succeeding right now?
Yes.
Because of the power play?
I think the power play, if their power play stinks, I feel like it energy-wise takes something out of them.
So Rangers get a power play, 5 minutes in, score a goal, all changes right
there.
They're
rolling.
You're ready to
be. Especially if it's Mika. Mika's got to step up.
Mika and Panarin, no goals in the series. It's time. It's time. He's going to be excited. He's probably going to yell.
I don't think we should take him.
Why?
Because this is not the first phone call I don't think he's made today, so. Whatever.
What do you mean?
He's not exclusive to the show, and I don't like it.
You think he's calling other shows or other stations or other what?
I know he is. Everything.
RJ, what do you think? Do we take Omar? Rick says no. I don't know what to do.
You heard him as well.
I'm against it.
You heard him on another station?
I'm against it.
I think we have to back our guy here.
Who's our guy?
You really have to ask.
Well, no, I'm asking, is Omar our guy or is Rick our guy?
You know what he's doing.
Rick's our guy.
Rick's our guy.
You do what you want.
No. If you say no, then I won't take
you one.
No, I'm not going to put you in an uncomfortable spot.
I won't be uncomfortable.
Maybe I like Omar.
All right, take him then. People like him, I guess.
Omar, don't suck. You're on 98.7. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Rick, why you do that to me? I'm in such a good mood. I love you, Rick.
He loves
Rick,
you.
I pronounce your name finally right. So
say
come
it.
On, Rick.
Omar, say his name. Mood. Say his name accurately.
Rick.
So you can't do it.
Go ahead. Say his name accurately.
Rick. No, I sometimes.
Try,
I,
just
I,
come on. Just you work your way through it. The whole thing. Give us the whole thing. Just
Rick DiPiero.
Do you have Rick DiPiero? There you got it. Perfect. Right on the nose. All right, Omar. Go ahead. I don't like the fact you're calling other stations. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, we are just excited. Sometimes once in a blue moon, I have met the people when I went on that show, so I know one or two people. So I'm just in a good mood.
Who has your heart, Omar? That's all I want to know. Okay. Who has your heart?
Who has my heart? Mitch Robinson.
No, in Sports Talk Radio, who has your heart?
The best player, the best show that I wanted, Dave, I have come to realize that I am your fan. You know what? You are a literally true fan. The only thing I better that the way you love the Giants, you don't love the New York Knicks that way.
You're right.
You love Giants. I love New York Knicks that way. That sometimes I get mad. That Rick loves his every team. When I listen to him, he loves his all teams at the same level. But your level at one team is different than the other teams. That's my point. When I listen to you more and more and more, your love for Giants is more beyond anybody else. But Rick's love for every of his team is the same.
Fair. What would you like to say about the team that you love so much, the Knicks? Go ahead.
My love for the Knicks is that Mitchell Robinson, I come to the conclusion that I told everybody in that series 3 years ago with Atlanta, if Mitch Robinson there was a different. Yesterday, the Mitch Robinson proved to everybody, my friend, that Mitch Robinson is a beast. As Tim Thibodeau said it, that he is the top best offensive, best rebounder in the league. And secondly, 2 points. I said that Tim Thibodeau has an edge over a Cleveland coach. But Miami Heat has a superior edge. Tim Thibodeau has to coach for his life. All experience that he has, that Tim Thibodeau has to prove in his coaching abilities against this series, because I think the edge is Miami Heat on the coaching side, but my team is better, and Thibodeau coach to the extreme level, we can win this series.
And Thibodeau, Omar, we got to run. We love you. Thibodeau's a good coach. It's not like you're going in with a bad coach. I think Spoelstra is great. Thibodeau is right there. He's right there, and he gets a lot out of this team.
And he has, and their defense has been great. And on top of that, I mean, go back to game four where he sat down Julius for the fourth quarter.
Was a great move.
Was it easy for him?
No, I think that was very difficult.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.